This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Pastor Paul, I pastor Island Community Church. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30. We had a great time meeting last night as well at church at Island. Looking at, again, at these two witnesses. Probably what I learned the most this time around, because we know this is how revelation comes from God, and that is we know the Word of God according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. The author of Hebrews tells us the Word of God is quick, or alive, living, and it's powerful, and it's sharper than any double-edged sword. Meaning you can keep reading and reading and reading this book, and the more you read, sometimes you'll understand something you never knew before. Now, in this case for me, it was that these men are prophets. Verse 10, Revelation chapter 11, verse 10, it says, those who dwell on the earth will rejoice. This is at their death. This is the state of the world. And what the world thinks of Christians, remember the crime over these two men, the crime over you too, the charge over you, is that you have got the unmitigated audacity to tell people that God loves them. See, this is where the deception of the enemy comes in. People are upset because God loves them. They strung up the Son of God on a cross for saying God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. The charge over humanity is that God loves them. He loves you so much, God demonstrated his own love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the charge. And this is the charge at the end of the age, and this is what's going to happen here. At the death of two guys telling people that God loves them. Revelation chapter 11, verse 10. Those that dwell on the earth will rejoice. Let's rejoice because they're dead. Will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts. Sounds like Christmas time, doesn't it? No. Sorry, this was some 300 years before anyone invented Christmas. They will rejoice over them and make merry and send gifts to one another because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. This was the greatest revelation for me this time around, is that these men are prophets. They're Old Testament prophets. That's the understanding that I received this time around. We're always trying to wonder, you know, we wonder who these men are. The Bible says that they're prophets, prophets like Elijah. Even Enoch, did you know Enoch was a prophet? It's Enoch who said, behold, the Lord is coming with 10,000s of his saints. There's even a book of Enoch out there. Okay, we're out of time for my intro. This is the last part now of this message, the two witnesses. I invite you out to Island this weekend, Sunday morning. We're looking at the last trumpet, where the Bible says that the sounding of the last trumpet, the mystery of God will be finished. Then we'll look at the dragon. We'll get into chapter 12. This is an exciting book. And we've left with understanding every week. Here's the last part of this message now, the two witnesses.
Notice how exact he is to give you a half a day. Jews don't write down time like that. Any part of another day was considered another day. Haven't you read the stuff on his crucifixion?
Well, part of Friday counted as Friday, Saturday. Any little part of Sunday counts as Sunday. Not here, apparently. Where God is exact and tells you 3 1/2. There's that number again. Very important number. They will see their dead bodies 3 1/2 days. And they will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those that dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another. My studies and understanding, this is 400 years before anyone invented Christmas. No one's ever heard of Christmas. One of the first was Constantine, 300 years later, in 325. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts, because these two, what's it say? These two, what's it say? Who are the two witnesses? They're prophets. I've never saw that before today in my studies this morning. We always call them witnesses. Well, they're two witnesses, you know. Your Aunt Jane and Uncle Leroy. Two witnesses. The Bible calls them prophets. I've never seen that before. I've studied this 10 billion times. Prophets. Like Elijah. I've got a book at home, my wife will tell you. It's called The Book of Enoch. Read in the book of Juke, Enoch says the Lord's coming with 10,000 of his saints. Enoch was a great prophet. I've never noticed before, as many times as I've studied this, the Bible calls these two witnesses prophets. For what it's worth, I think it's worth a lot. Was Moses a prophet? Not really. God called Abraham a prophet. Remember when the Egyptian took his sister for a wife? He said, don't lay a finger on her, because her husband's a great prophet. God called Abraham a prophet. But a prophet, so to speak, no, not really. Moses represents the law. Elijah represents the prophets. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. Imagine that. Oh, what utter torment. These guys got up and told them that Jesus loves them. We know how horrible that is. Right? That's my signature on my email. If you ever get an email from me, it says, if you're offended that God loves you, you've been deceived by someone that hates you. You're offended that God loves you? These two prophets tormented those that dwell on the earth. They get up and say, God loves you. Jesus got up and said, God loves you. Look what happened to him. I'd say that Satan has deceived a lot of people. What do you think? He deceiveth the whole world, we're going to read later on. I think that's where you and I come in, don't you think? That God wants to use us to open the eyes of people. Simple logic to understand this. You're angry that someone loves you. That does not make sense. That does not compute, the robot would say. That does not compute. You're angry because someone loves you. Okay, again, at the death of these two, the Bible says everyone will make merry and send gifts to one another. You know, I was thinking about this too. Maybe it is Christmas time when this happens. I mean, John's transported into the future, as he is for all of this. Maybe this is going on at Christmas time, you think? Is it possible? Verse 11. Now, after the 3 1/2 days, the breath of life from God entered into them, and they stood on their feet, and great fear fell on all those that saw them. Imagine that.
Why weren't they put in graves? So they could gloat over them. So everyone on national TV could see whose rules around here. Antichrist rules. That's why he didn't let their bodies be put in graves. So everyone could see who was in charge. Dead 3.5 days. Can't you hear it now? Oh, where's your God? Where's your God, Christians? I am God. I can hear him saying that now. Seeing their dead bodies there. No one else can harm them, right? If anyone wants to harm them, fire comes out of their mouth and devours their enemies. But the beast that comes out of the bottomless pit kills them and then stands over their bodies, dead for 3.5 days. That's why their bodies aren't allowed to be put in graves. Can you imagine the boasting? Remember, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, boasting over everything that you see here. But then God, the breath of life entered into them. Breath of life from God entered them. They stood on their feet, and great fear fell on all those who saw them. And they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, "Come up here." So they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. At that time, in the same hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed. The rest were afraid and gave glory to God. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly. Next Sunday, we'll see what happens when the last trumpet is blown. This Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we're going to get the blackboard out. We're going to dig a little deeper where I got more time, where you all can speak up and ask questions. We're going to look more at why God expects them to know who the two witnesses are and who they were in the Old Testament. Next Sunday, we'll look what happens when the last trumpet is blown. So here's the key important points of today's sermon, 6 of them. Number 1, nothing can happen until there's a temple in Jerusalem. Let me say that again. Nothing can happen until there's a temple in Jerusalem. Number 2, the significance of the number 3.5, especially relating to years, seen in two different variables in chapter 11, listed as 42 months in verse 2, listed as days in verse 3. And Daniel, time, times, and half a time. No matter how you slice it, you got 3.5 years. Number 3, the two witnesses are supernatural. Number 4, the Antichrist is supernatural. Number 5, the world will hate Christians at the end of the age. I said the world will hate Christians at the end of the age. Oh, I don't see much difference than it is now. And number 6, the two witnesses are prophets. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
This is the star, this is your